not many people read poetry.
Yeah, most people are put off poetry in childhood, insensitive school teachers and so on. If it was handled differently, perhaps not as a compulsory subject, but as a an entertainment subject, word play subject, I think a lot more people would read it. Certainly nothing empties a room faster than the word poetry. One elephant. About that time arose one elephant from all the herd, who stopped and cleared his throat and said, "I can't for all the world at all remember what it was I had to say. I only know it was of great importance." He shook his ears, looked puzzled, slapped himself with gusto on the back and raised the dust. Shifted capacious businessmen's hindquarters in their ill-fitting pants, harumphed and glared at the innocent thorn trees, his audience. Ah, yes, there comes a time when one commits, despite oneself, the ultimate, and sick of selfish beasts, their egos and their stench, their cunning cruelty, destructivity, one turns, despite oneself, grimly to man. Don't you agree? The thorn trees held their peace. Injured, his tusks aching in their ivory tower, he wheeled and shambled off to rejoin the ambling herd, remembering to avoid the smoky nests of heedless, tingling ants. You can get so much from poetry. You can get more from good poems than you can from any psychiatrist. So much has gone into them, so much human experience, both the joy and the agony. It's a great pity. Yeah, we teach it wrong. It's our Kleenex age of throwaway art, pop music, so on. There are other countries that revere poetry and love it. I mean, you know, blokes like Yevtushenko could fill a huge auditorium as much as a pop singer could. But then I don't know. Maybe poetry starts getting pop. You know, Patience Strong is the world's bestseller poet, and followed closely by Rod McKuen. So I think that says a lot for popular culture. It's probably just as well. It's a solitary craft, solitary art, and probably requires a solitary reader. I don't know.
If you believe that not many people write poetry, who do you write for?
I have an imaginary audience of one who is an amalgam of several people, witty, erudite, ironic and sympathetic, needing some form of cerebral entertainment, I guess. And I tend to write for this person. They're probably all over, such people. The trouble is getting them and the poems together. Not just my poems, of course. Plenty of fine poems around. The ossuary. An old domestic sweeps the pavement outside the still house in the mornings of this secluded cul-de-sac. Overhanging trees glumly shed their velvet leaves stealthily behind her grave digger's back. The house is high-walled, cryptic. The city's rumbled internal combustion some way off. Inside, the spacious, gloomy rooms spread comfortless furnishings. Dim light from frayed electrics. A sour smell. The slow ticking of a grandfather clock. Stairs creak unexpectedly. The grey drapes repel. Once in a while, the ancient plumbing rattles shrilly, its coughing tuberculous. Two sisters shed their silent lives here, rivals long ago for some forgotten man. Imprisoned in their private game of patience, 5 decades of rules have reached equilibrium. Unspeaking, they circle past like crustaceans, or lie listening, avoiding each the other, takes tea and toast apart on the maid's day off. They have no dog, no cat, no parrot. Birds sing joyously in the undergrowth of the large, unkempt and shut-in garden. On Sundays, the lane outside becomes alive with children's voices, while a mute curtain, like an eyelid behind one half-shuttered window, stirs slightly without apparent cause or purpose.
You referred earlier to illnesses that you'd experienced as a young man. Would you like to comment on the effect that these had on you and perhaps have had on your creative life subsequently?
I think it was T.S. Eliot that said that if the poetry was in you and you denied it, you got sick, which is a wonderfully romantic idea. My problem was I was in the laboratory side of diagnostic medicine, and my immune system hadn't been challenged, and I tended to pick up everything at the lab. I think that's more the likely explanation for my turning to poetry seriously. I think the long spells of introspection and so on. I mean, you know, pericarditis, I was flat on my back for 6 months, and then all the sequels, meningitis, septicemia, all that stuff. And then when I was doing TB research, culturing TB in the lab, and probably being a bit careless, I got TB kidneys. And I think that was more or less the climax. My immune system is now terrific. It's very tough and strong, and I'm full of rude health. The TB was a problem because it was a long, drawn-out treatment, and the drugs affected my cerebral health so seriously that I was diagnosed as having a very, very marked bipolar illness. And I was sent down to a mental setup. Well, I suppose one would call it an asylum in Bulawayo, where they proceeded to treat me for this chemically induced mental aberration. And yes, I have a poem about it.
That's Reflections at Sunkist.
Yes.